Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Elise Bennett's here. I'm glad she's here, too. Elise is the marketing mentor. She's the author of a number of books on the topic. She's also the author of a book about introverts called Stop Pushing Me Around. But mostly we know her as one of our top marketing experts, and she continues to come up with cool ideas and resources to help you do a better job with marketing, and she's here to help us with that right now. Elise Bennett, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Really good to be here again.
Good to have you back. Hey, Elise. I was telling the audience that I was hoping that you'd help us get our marketing organized.
Yeah.
And then after I said that, I said, wait a minute. Most small business owners don't need anybody to help them get their marketing organized. You know why?
Tell me.
Because they don't do any marketing. And if they do, they do one thing, and you don't have to organize when you just do one thing. Organization, wait a minute, organization presumes you've got some things going on that you have to kind of, you know, make, you got ducks you got to get lined up, right? You got cornflakes you got to get in order here, you know? But so how do you organize, how do we help people get organized when there's nothing to organize?
Well, we start at the very beginning, and we give them something to organize.
Ah, okay, all right. So what would that look like?
Well, tell me first why they don't have anything to organize.
Well, this is one of the two areas that small business owners need the most help with, and the other one is human resources. We're not good at it. We're not trained, most of us. Marketing's the other one because we don't always understand what marketing is, and primarily because we don't make a commitment to it. There's no budget for it. I mean, if you look at 100 P&L statements for small business, 100 small businesses, you'd see very few line items for marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just need to understand yesterday, Kirk Chaffetz on the show said marketing is the foundation of all commerce. He said until you tell somebody that you got something to offer, unless they just actually happen to trip over you, you know, you're out of business. What do you think?
But well, if all of these small business owners are barely doing or not doing any marketing at all, is that because they don't need to, or their business is just fine, or they're hopping along and just don't know what to do?
That, I think it's more the latter, and they're always wondering why they're not getting more business. But I also think that if they're spending money on marketing, they're probably not doing it very, very strategically and very methodically, I should say.
Right.
What do you think?
I agree with that. I mean, most of the people I talk to come to me for help because, you know, they were getting plenty of work through word of mouth and people were passing their name along. But suddenly they realize it's not the work they want, or it just dries up, which happened
right.
A lot, you know, in 2009.
Mm-hmm. Right. So what do we do about this? How do we
All
help
right.
them?
So I am a huge proponent of what I call the marketing machine. And the marketing machine is essentially a structure, a system of just a couple basic marketing tools. You choose them. I always have recommendations, of course, but
right.
you choose a few, not more than a few, marketing tools that you know and you learn, if you don't already know, you learn by doing, are going to be the right ones to reach your target market or to have a target market, because that makes the marketing efficient.
Don't we first have to identify what our target market is, though?
Yes, we do. We do, but so many people resist that for
Why?
All sorts of reasons, including because they don't want to hem themselves into one particular target market. And so I find myself repeating over and over and over this idea that it's not that you have to only choose one and you never do anything else again. It's just that for the purpose of marketing, you have to focus somewhere to be efficient and to know who to call and who not to call.
I'm going to say this for the 109,000th time. The phone book, if you're a small business owner, the phone book is not your prospect list.
Right.
You're not Walmart. You don't need a million or a billion people. Maybe you don't even need 1,000 people to be successful. You might be able to be successful with 5 customers or 15 customers or 50 customers or 100 customers, depending on what you sell. But you don't have to conquer the world. You need to know who likes what you have and how to get more of those people.
Right.
And that's your profile.
I created a worksheet a couple of weeks ago, actually, because it seems like people have trouble figuring out which are the most lucrative clients or customers, which are the
right.
best types to go after, because they're so busy just taking whatever comes along. And
they're focusing on sales instead of profitable relationships.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. And it really is the kind of long-term, ongoing relationships that you can develop that are going to be, because it ends up being, you know, what did they say, that 80-20 rule, you know?
The Pareto principle.
Right?
Yeah, 80% of your business comes from 20% of your customers.
Exactly.
80% of your profits come from 20% of your customers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So do you know who those 20% are and how you can find more of them?
Right.
That's the question.
And so that's your profile. So now that we kind of know what the profile is, how do we market to those people?
So we have created this marketing mentor marketing plan calendar, which is a marketing plan in a calendar. So it basically tells you what to do every day, and it's got daily tasks, weekly tasks, and monthly tasks. And I just want to go over with you what those daily, weekly, and monthly tasks are.
All right. Give us one example.
Okay. So, for example, daily tasks include what I call the prospecting hour. So 1 hour that you set aside, and you don't have to start with an hour. You can start with a half an hour if 1 hour seems like too much to start with. But you start with a regular block of time that you protect and try to do absolutely every day, during which you are prospecting. You are reaching out to people. You are calling people. You are researching your prospects. But you do it ideally at the beginning of every day before you get involved in everything else and it gets pushed off to the end or off the plate altogether.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the time when you focus on who you want to be working with.
Yeah. And the issue for a lot of small business owners is that's you set aside a half hour, and that's also the half hour that something blows up. Folks, you got to make a commitment to these things. Quick break, right back with at least a minute after these messages. We're going to talk some more about this calendar thing she's got going on. Stay with us.
I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.